Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I need to do some furniture rearranging, and I just got to thinking about, hey, you know, this time of the year, sometimes you feel kind of shut in. There's no new fresh stuff outside. It's just pretty white over after this weekend. And, you know, you just need something to give you a little bit of a lift. Well, perhaps rearranging, changing, adding, deleting some of the accessories. It can be a challenge, but for some of us, we kind of enjoy it, and it doesn't necessarily cost any money. It could if you wanted, but it doesn't necessarily cost any money. And from some experience long ago, one of the things I recommend is taking a photo facing each corner of the room. Now you go, I walk into that room all the time. Why do I need a picture of it? But for some reason, the pictures, the photos, you see things differently than you do when you're walking into the room. And this is, like I say, for some people, ancient history, 1980s, when I was with Extension, we did some inexpensive home makeovers. And that was the very first thing we did, was to walk in and take those photos. It was a reference point, but it just gave you a different point of view that made things a little easier to change. And you have something, if you haven't changed things for a while, you just sort of ignore it. It's been there and you think, why do I have it that way when we could do it some other way? And that photo just makes that pop out and say, okay, here's an opportunity. The other thing that we learned at that time was that sometimes we put treasures away, pack them away, and because we want to keep them, but we don't think about how they might be used in our home for decoration. And one home in particular we went into, it was really pretty bare. You talk about no clutter. There was just, the chair and the sofa and that kind of basics. And in their storeroom, they had a big storeroom. In their storeroom, they had boxes of treasures put away, nicely packed, actually kind of easy to find, but they didn't know how to use them or think of them as a way of decorating. And we found so many things that we brought out, and the homeowners were just amazed and happy. One of the things that was in a box was a carved, as I recall, it was a horse and carriage or a horse and wagon. Anyhow, it had been made by a grandfather, and so, of course, they wanted to keep it, but they didn't know what to do with it. Well, it became sort of a central focus point in one of the rooms. I'm not sure at this point whether it was over a fireplace, but anyhow, a center point of interest, and they were so happy that could happen, that it could be really something that they could enjoy. So that's something that you can do pretty easily. Maybe it's a matter of putting away some of the current treasures you have, packing them up if you don't want to get rid of them, and just bringing out some different things that you have saved because it's a hobby, because it belonged to somebody else, whatever reason. It's packed away, you don't want to get rid of it, but what do you do with it besides leave it in the box? Well, maybe it's time to bring it out and enjoy it, but that probably does mean putting some other things away so that we don't get over cluttered. And as I say, the things that we have out that are sitting around, it's sort of easy to just ignore that they're there. So if we put those away and bring out something new, it'll just be that new scenery, that new view. So we can enjoy those family treasures. Often we don't need more stuff. We don't need to go shopping. We don't need to spend money, but we need to take a look at what we have and put it to good use. Do you have many pictures hanging on your wall and you've just kind of collected them? They may be family pictures or maybe vacation pictures, or there they are. Well, one of the neat things to do, I think, is to kind of reframe them. Now that, again, could be very expensive, but it can also be very inexpensive. And one of the things that pulls pictures together to make a kind of a statement rather than one here and one there is to hang them together or to set them on shelves. You don't necessarily need to hang every picture. But the thing that pulls them together is having the same color of frames. So you say, oh my gosh, I can't go out and buy a whole new set of frames. No, just repaint the ones that you have. And if you do need to buy one or two new ones, well, remember there's a lot of thrift stores in the area, and you can get picture frames usually at a very low cost. And maybe they already match what you have, but, you know, a can of spray paint does remarkable kinds of things. And, you know, if you change your taste, you can always respray them. A pretty easy project to do. Another thing to think about in terms of furniture, you know, I don't necessarily want to go out and buy new furniture. Maybe it's perfectly good furniture, but you're kind of tired of it. Well, a couple of things. One is to exchange maybe a chair with a chair that you normally use outdoors. If it's a comfortable chair and it's nice looking, it's kind of fun to have a piece of outdoor furniture being used indoors. Another suggestion is to think about slip covers. Now, those are not necessarily the, you know, cheap kind of things, but inexpensive way to change a piece of furniture, and they're so much nicer than they used to be. I remember when I was growing up, you know, my mom used slip covers, and it was kind of like a, it wasn't the best thing to do. You still felt like, well, that was an old piece of furniture. But I think there's so many more choices with slip covers, and they fit better and so on, that for a relatively inexpensive cost compared to buying a new piece of furniture, you can have a whole new look. And in the summer, you can take it off and have a new look again. So slip covers, just to think about that. Or another option is, especially in winter time when we want to be warm, maybe you have a pretty throw blanket, Afghan, whatever, that's packed away, that just draping it over a chair or a sofa will give a new look, and you haven't spent anything, and it's a cozy kind of look. So we often have things that we can use. And that's sort of a theme. Decorate with what you have rather than thinking that you have to go out and buy some things. What about arranging? Sometimes we feel like and it's true, that the room that we have really dictates how we need to arrange furniture. You have windows and doors and various kinds of things. And one of the important things is to think about the traffic pattern through the room. If you're setting up where people visit with each other, you don't want to be walking in between them all the time. Or if it's in the room where the TV is, you don't want people walking in front of the people who are seated between you and the TV. So think about those traffic patterns. And oftentimes that means just pulling the furniture away from the walls. You don't need to have everything up against a wall. So that might be a way to change your whole view of things. You do need to allow about 30 inches between, for instance, chairs, between tables and chairs, whatever, as the walk space. If you're going to use this as a walk space, about 30 inches is a good amount of space to leave. Also, when you're thinking about arranging in front of the TV, generally speaking, 8 to 12 feet between the chairs, the seats, and the TV is a good guide. I'm sure it depends somewhat on the size of the room, but especially on the size of the TV as to how far away you're going to be. Now, changing the TV sometimes is a real challenge. If you have a choice, remember to face it away from sunlight so that that's easier viewing. And as I said, think about that traffic pattern and how many people watch TV at the same time in your house. How many seats do you need? Or is it, do you often have friends over to watch TV? The big game last week was one that where you have friends, but maybe that only happens once in a while. Or maybe that's something you do fairly often. So then you need to think about how many seats you need. And what kind of seats? Are they for kids? Are they for adults? Lots of thinking about that. If you need more storage space for books or other kinds of things in the room where you have TV, think about putting shelves, and those can be purchased or built in, or again, maybe something you have on either side of the TV. It's a good way to kind of focus the TV and still have storage space that doesn't take up a lot of useful space. So you can gain some use without spending, again, a lot of money. Remember, it's if in a decorating scheme, it's good if you have a point of interest, whether that's a TV, a fireplace, a window with a great view, whatever, kind of arrange the furniture around that. If you have some money to spend, one of the great things to add are some in-floor electrical outlets so you're not stuck with where you put furniture and lamps related to those electrical outlets and string and extension cords. But that changing that could add some money to the whole thing. Well, whatever, take a look around, take those photos, and think about how you can change your indoor scenery without going to Florida or California or Texas. You can do it in your own home and have a great time. Until next time, here's a thought. Everyone is a prisoner of their own experiences.